You might have inferred that Simba was scared, or you might have judged that Simba was a coward. While those may be true, the inference that Simba was scared or the judgment that Simba was a coward is only connected by one piece of evidence, in essence, one thread. While they may be true, let's add more evidence and see what happens. In addition to the statement, "Simba closes his eyes," we add the observation, "Simba leaned backwards and opened his mouth." Do our inferences that Simba was scared or Simba was a coward hold true? Possibly. If those statements still hold true, the threads are combining to form a rope. Let's continue to add observations, otherwise known as evidence. Now, in addition to Simba closed his eyes, leaned backwards, and opened his mouth, we add the statements, "The hair on Simba's back rose, and he let out a deafening roar as he lurched forward. The rocks started to move." Does our inference that Simba was scared still hold true? Possibly. Even though his outward appearance doesn't seem scared, our evidence does not tell us about how he's feeling inside. There are not enough observations to definitely conclude that Simba is scared. Some of you may think he is scared, some of you may not. We would need more evidence to strengthen this claim. Let's consider our judgment, Simba is a coward. When we add the additional statements that Simba lurched forward and roared, the judgment, Simba is a coward, does not seem to be true.